Good morning again, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. You may have just heard my boo from the shores of Howden Reservoir. I'm just walking up the gravel path now that starts from the very top of the sealed road towards a place called Slippery Stones. It's a very popular spot for picnicking, etc., for people that either walk or cycle around the road which encompasses the three reservoirs. Those reservoirs again are Ladybower, Derwent and Howden. So my plan today is to follow the course of the River Derwent up towards its source on Swain's Greave. And I really could not have picked a better day. So beautiful this morning. Not a soul around, just grouse, sheep and squirrels. Okay, I'll update you more a little bit further on. Welcome back. I'm just heading westward now on the path, and I've had one of those strange moments. A lot of my Audio Boo friends will know I'm a big fan of Mark Knopfler, and I'm just listening to his new album called Privateering. And there's a particular track on there called Haul Away. And as I was listening to that, I came over a small brow of a hill, and I could see up the valley towards a spot called Fairbanks and a round hill. And as I came over that small brow there, the wind began blowing, the bracken, the fern, and the beautiful purple heather were just blowing gently in the breeze, and the song came to a crescendo just at the perfect moment. And it was one of those moments where I had to think, whoa. I stood still and just took it in. Wow, what a great moment. It was also spoiled just moments after by a very low-flying Chinook helicopter that came in from the east and flew directly overhead. And, well, it almost stopped the heartbeat in my chest. But it was a great sight. I just couldn't get the camera out quick enough to get a picture. Oh well, these things happen. Join me further on what is turning out to be a beautiful day in the glorious Peak District. And will I be able to think of any more superlatives to describe the day? We'll soon see. Welcome back, people. I'm just stood now at a place called Swain's Greave, and it's the very source of the River Derwent. So from here it gathers speed, as it's no more than a little trickle as it flows through the sphagnum moss I'm stood on right now. It gains speed as it flows through Howden, Derwent and Ladybower reservoirs. It picks up the River Ashup, and then after that towards Bamford it picks up the River Noe. It flows down towards Chatsworth and Rowsley, where it picks up the River Wye. It heads towards Matlock and Cromford, passing the World Heritage site and flowing through towards the Cromford Mills. And then from there it heads to Belper, and then in towards the city of Derby. And then on the other side of Derby, it reaches its confluence with the River Trent. So, I'm stood now in the basin at the very top of this great river that's played such an important part in many of the happy memories I've got from my childhood and growing up, from spending time in the river at Chatsworth and lazing by the river near Matlock Bath and Cromford. Right, I'm going to keep going and I'll update you more from Barrow Stones. Bye for now. Welcome back again. So for the remaining 30 seconds of this boo, I'm now sat at a place called Grinner Stones, and I can see for miles. There is a layer of cloud above me, but it's quite thin, so it's letting a lot of light through, but the views are just stunning from here. And I really do wish I'd got more time to tell you how good it is. But with 5 seconds to go, that's going to have to do for now. Thanks for joining me. Bye for now.